Oh, it's you. What are you doing in here? It's 2 a.m. You can't sleep? That's not my problem, you creep. I could have been naked in here. Is that what you want? To see your stepsister naked? Look, it's bad enough we go to college in the same town, so as long as we're both here for summer break, just leave me alone. I can barely stand being around you at dinner while you chew your food like an animal. I really don't want you showing up outside my door in the middle of the night like a... Oh, that? It's just some weird horror movie I was watching. Not that it's any of your business. Did you hear what I just said? I don't want you in here, you creep. Oh my God, I was not watching porn, you little pervert. Girls don't do that. Especially not me. You want me to open my laptop again? Ugh, you're the most obnoxious stepbrother in the entire world. Fine, I admit it. I was on Pornhub. I only do it when I can't sleep. Wow, okay, you caught me. Yep, girls watch porn too. Well, some of us at least. I don't think any of my friends do. Plus, it's not like I'm doing it every day like you do, judging by all those gross stains on your pants. What? No! That is so fucking weird that you would even ask me that. No, I don't want to watch it with you. One, you're my stepbrother, and I'm so not into that. And two, you're like actually gross. Not only are you a slob with no friends, but I've caught you staring at me when I'm getting out of the shower. Who does that? No, get out or I will tell mom and dad that you were spying on me again. Remember how mad they were when they found out you were going through my underwear drawer? God, you are actually such a piece of shit. First of all, do not tell mom and dad that I've been smoking weed in the backyard. I'll be stuck in the house with you all summer and trust me, you don't want that. Plus, why do you even want to watch porn with me? It's not like I'm going to take my clothes off and flick my bean while you're in here. I'd rather die than do that. Oh, you think it would be interesting to watch it with a girl? That's your reason? Don't you have a girlfriend or some fuck buddy you could do that with? You know, someone who's not kind of related to you? No, you really don't? God, I didn't even know it was possible to live in the freshman dorms and not find someone who wants to hook up. Okay, fine. If that's what it takes for you to not snitch on me, there's like 5 minutes left in this one. We'll watch it until it's over. You'll go back to your room and we'll pretend that this never happened. No. You weirdo. You're not sitting next to me. Sit in that chair over there. Number two, keep your hands out of your pants. And you know what? Keep this blanket over your lap. I don't want to see your crow's dick poking out of your boxers. Third, if you even so much as think about touching me, I swear to God, I will go all the way downstairs and tell mom and dad you tried to sneak in while I was asleep. Okay, let's get this over with. Okay, it's on. I hope you're happy. I don't know what's supposed to be so interesting to you about this. I don't even know why I watch this. It's so unrealistic. What do I mean? Well, the girl, for instance, is totally overacting. Look at the way she's shaking. That just does not happen when girls have sex. Second, he's fucking his boss in her office. Don't you think the other people in the office would notice? No, trust me, there's no shaking involved. And the moaning and screaming are way too much. No one is doing that the whole time they're fucking. There's no use talking to you about this stuff. Have you ever even had sex? I've always assumed you're going to stay a virgin until you're 30. Oh, sure, you fucked some girl at a frat party one time. Like, you even go to those. Another thing. My boyfriend Tim told me that the men in porn inject weird stuff into their dicks to make them bigger. Plus, they always film from below with weird lenses. I don't think anyone's dick gets that big naturally. Do I wish they were that big? Hell no. It looks fucking painful. Look, she's using her hand to hold him back because otherwise he's just going to start smashing his huge dick into her poor cervix. Yeah, I think I'll pass on that. Okay, seriously, what is your problem? Do you not think it's weird to talk about something like that with your sister? The size of my boyfriend's penis? It's a normal size, okay? That's what I prefer. Not some weird inflated dick that hurts my pussy. Shut up, you little creep. I don't watch this to see the guy's dick. In fact, I usually focus on the woman in them. The way she looks and the facial expression she makes. It just turns out that the guy in this one has, like, the biggest dick of all time. Seriously, it's, like, big for a porn star even. Yeah, okay, that was actually kind of funny. I'm sure your dick is bigger than the guy in this video. Yep, totally believable. What, you're serious? Look, you can see the whole thing right here. He's about to come on her face. It's gigantic. I mean, I've hooked up with guys who my friends all say have big dicks. The biggest one I saw was more than I was used to, but it wasn't ridiculous like this is. Okay, nice try. I see what you're doing now. You come in here, blackmail me to watch porn with you, then try to trick me into taking your pants off. Very funny, but also kind of sad. You're such a fucking loser that you've convinced yourself that this is the best way to get laid. Well, it's never going to work because you're a skinny little creep who's probably going to flunk out of college soon and end up staying in his room for the rest of his life. No girl is ever going to touch you, even if you have the bit. Oh my God, Eric, you really are crazy. I knew I shouldn't have let you come in here. What the fuck do you think you're doing? Please, put the blanket back. No, I'm not going to do it. Fuck you. I'm not going anywhere close to you until you put your dick away. Why aren't I looking away while you do it? That's a good question, actually. I can't believe it's... I mean, that you would do something like this. Why would you ask me if it's bigger than Tim's dick? I already told you. Tim's dick is perfect for me. Okay. It's bigger than I imagined. I mean, expected it to be. Tim's dick isn't really thick. He told me one time his ex called it a pencil dick. I wouldn't go that far, but it's definitely on the skinnier side. Yours, though, is kind of chunky, I guess, or fat. It looks like all the food you eat goes right to your penis. But he told me once that his dick is 6 inches long and it's longer than yours, so they're both good in different ways. Oh, you're not even hard yet? I don't believe you. You're a fucking liar. We were just watching porn. You didn't get a boner? What, is your dick broken from how much you jack off? I am not touching that thing. Just put your boxers on and get out. Oh my God, it twitched. Why is it doing that? Because I'm looking at it? That's so weird. It's starting to grow. Oh, fuck. Oh, no. I can see it getting longer. Oh, my God. Okay. So you're not completely full of it for once in your life. That is a very large cock you're working with there. I mean, it's very thick, and it's definitely not short like I thought at first. Turns out it's quite lengthy, too. Is it done growing now? No? Are you kidding me? It already looks like those huge GMO cucumbers from the grocery store. How much bigger could it get? This is so wrong. I just didn't think it was possible that my creepy stepbrother could be walking around with a... Okay, let's not go crazy here. In a few minutes, you're going to stuff that huge thing back into your boxers, go into your room, and I'll pretend this was all a fucked up dream that I had. But first, I just need to see what it looks like when it's all the way hard, okay? Show me how big it gets, and then we're done here. What do you mean I have to do it? Don't you know how to masturbate? Most guys I know can get fully hard in a few seconds. Is there not enough blood in your skinny body or something? Did you fuck up your dick by watching too much porn? Ugh, just get hard. You can't even get your own dick hard. You know what? You're still a loser no matter how amazing your dick is. Okay, fine. My inner slut has come back from vacation and she won't let me kick you out just yet. Just get your greasy little hands off that thing and lean back. Like this? Okay. Oh, fuck. I can barely wrap my fingers around this thing. You sure do have a fat cock. I mean, a thick penis. Oh, wow. I can feel you, I mean it, growing in my hands. Feels kind of nice, actually. It's twitching and throbbing. Do you want me to use both hands? I've never been able to do that before. Okay, let me just wrap both my hands around your big dick and rub it nice and slow. Does that feel good? Okay, I have never seen a dick grow this much. A lot of guys claim to be growers, but when you see how tiny their soft cocks are. But, I mean, come on, this is ridiculous. You want my mouth too? Well, I can't. It won't. It's too. I can't even get my mouth around it. How do you get blowjobs with this thing? There's no way the girl at the frat house party was able to deep throat you. Her jaw would break. Okay, I can't lie. This is kind of nice getting to use both of my hands. I kind of love having more than enough dick to work with. Okay, now I'll just give it a few licks on the... What the fuck is your problem, you asshole? Do you think girls like being choked on your dick? You almost made me throw up. Oh, I'm not doing a good job? That's it, you little twerp. Give me that cock. You like that, you perv? You like getting your giant cock sucked by your stepsister? Mm. Am I doing a good job now? And how is your dick hard? Lie down on the bed. You heard me. Get on my bed. Okay, Eric. Let me make this perfectly clear. If you ever tell anyone what I'm about to do, or what I did just now, or that you even step foot inside my room once this whole summer, I swear to God, I will actually cut off your big stupid dick while you're asleep. Got it? Seriously, not a word. Given that you're a sick fuck who's always been horny for a stepsister, I'm sure you've noticed these. Don't make a big deal about it, but my boobs started growing again this winter semester. I know you think that's amazing, but trust me, it's actually so annoying. Bras are expensive, and I've had to buy new ones more than once this year. Oh, your cock twitched again. Do you like seeing them? Do you like it when I talk about how big your stepsister's boobs are getting? Is that why your cock is pulsing up and down right now? They've gotten so much bigger. My friends won't shut up about them. Here, hold them for a sec. God. Oh, that's actually really good. Keep doing that. Okay. I can't wait any longer. Your cock is massive and there's no denying that. My panties are fucking soaked. I'm gonna lose my mind. I just need to know what it feels like. Oh, fuck, it hurts. It's never hurt before. Don't talk. Don't open your mouth unless you're going to suck on my tits again. Oh, fuck. Oh, it hurts, but it feels fucking good. Yeah, you like fucking your stepsister with your huge cock, huh? Oh, you feel so good. Is this how the slut at the frat house rode you? Like this? Is it all the way in yet? Oh my god, it's not even close. I'm fucking stuffed full and there's so much left. Ever come that hard in my life. I guess you are good for something. You want to come? Not yet. I want you to fuck me with that big dick. Go slow if you have to. Don't you fucking dare come, though. Oh, yeah. That's it, baby. And just work that cock in 1 inch. Oh, yeah, that's good. Okay, no, stop. That's plenty of cock you've crammed inside me. Oh, start sliding it in. Oh, that's it. Oh, go nice and slow for me. Yeah. It doesn't take much for you to... Oh, okay. Just a little bit faster. Oh, fuck, that's good. Just like that. If you keep doing that, you're gonna make me come again. Do you want to make your stepsister come again? Okay, here it comes. Oh, yeah. Oh, give it to me harder. Harder. Oh, fuck me hard. Oh! Oh, wow. Okay. You may be clueless, but you are definitely good for one thing. That was incredible. My mattress is soaking wet. I think I even squirted a little bit. But that's another thing from porn I didn't know it was real. It's so wet. Wait a minute. This smells like fucking cum. Did you come inside me? Inside your stepsister? Oh my God, I'm fucking full of it. What is wrong with you? Look, it's leaking out of my pussy. You're actually such a moron. Gross. There's so much of it, too. This is really, really not good. Shut up. Don't say anything or I'm gonna lose it, I swear. Let me think for a second. Okay, I have an idea. Listen exactly to what I say. This is very serious. Put your pants back on. Go back to your room and grab your car keys. There's a 24-hour pharmacy a few miles from here. You're gonna drive there and ask the pharmacist for a Plan B pill. You don't know what that is? God, that's frightening to think about. Just go ask the pharmacist and don't make too much noise when you open the front door. Now, this is the most important part. You're going to go back to sleep once you make it back home. Stick the pill in your desk. Set your phone alarm for 10 a.m. Why 10 a.m.? Because dad will be at work and mom's getting her nails done. Come to my room with the Plan B. No, you dumbass. I don't need them to be out of the house to take the pill. God, I might as well just tell you. I don't want them in the house when I let my stepbrother put his massive cock inside me for the second time. I'm gonna give you a nice, gentle blowjob, and then I'm gonna climb on top of you and ride you until I can't remember what my name is. And if you know what's good for you, you won't come so fucking quickly.